You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
SME of the Week is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Start out or scale up with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply. It is SME of the Week time, and we love profiling businesses that are doing well for themselves and sharing those businesses with you, our SAFM community. This week's small business is a company called Arc Provisions. I'm joined on the line by the company's founder, Claire Swanson, to take a look at her business, how she built it and why it is that she built it. Claire, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. The term Mexican candy became hugely popular in South Africa, and turns out your company is responsible for it.
That's a very good honor to have. Thank you, Jimmy, and I'm so glad that you have me on the show tonight.
What sparked building this business, Claire? How did this come about? What was the inspiration specifically behind looking at these sorts of candies as opposed to other confectionaries and other candies?
Yeah, I think the inspiration for me definitely came from a trip to Mexico in 2019. I just turned 40, and my partner and I jumped the next day on a plane and spent a month in Mexico discovering and tasting through the wonderful city, the vibrant culture. And that's where I discovered dulces enchilados, which is traditional Mexican sweets. And they have this unique, tangy, spicy, savory coating. And what was unique to me, that the flavors reminded me so much of my upbringing, my kind of Cape Malay almost culture, eating these little tamarind sweets that I used to buy when I was young. So immediately it sparked something like, geez, this flavor profile would so work back home. So yeah, fast forward to 2020. I'm sure you remember always being at home and everyone was experimenting in the kitchen, right? I then came across this viral TikTok trend, which were showing these gummies coated in chamoy and tahin. And that is when I began experimenting with a similar flavor combination in my home kitchen. And the response was like immediate and overwhelming. And so what started at this home kitchen experiment grew into something absolutely massive.
Claire, where does the business sit today? Because my producer went out looking for Mexican candy. She couldn't find any. She was very upset about that. And I know on previous occasions where I've gone out looking for the same, it's something that is quite the delicacy. It never is in stock. And I suppose that's a testament to just how much people are enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. We do have a little footprint in Johannesburg and a couple of like online DTC websites. You'll find our products. And we're hoping to get into the region through our partnership with Checkers pretty soon. We are Cape Town based. So we have a manufacturing facility now, a co-packer that packs our range here, and we have distribution in actually all three major cities in South Africa.
Claire, take us through your manufacturing process. I mean, you offer very unique packaging from the tubs to the pouches. Yeah. But from a business perspective, I imagine this also then requires a lot in terms of input and how it is that you assemble your product. Take us through all of the nuts and bolts around that.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, fortunately, I come from a food product development background. I spent 25 years in corporate working in food product, and packaging and aesthetics and branding was always something I was just fanatical about. So when I took that leap of faith into entrepreneurship with no real safety net, I leaned on those networks I had within packaging and branding, etc., and made sure that from the front, the product looked like something that was imported, but in the back, nobody knew that I was literally making the product for my home. What grabbed the attention, the way it looked, obviously the way it tasted, I hoped, is also what grabbed people's attention. And so now we obviously had the ability to scale and move into a facility that packs the product for us, and we pride ourselves on our consistency and our quality and the way the product looks just as much as what it tastes like.
Claire, what was the reason behind going for the international look? Was it always the plan to expand this into an international type of product? Was it something else that inspired it? What was the reasoning there?
No, I mean, I think I have a knack for just design and making things look as professional as possible. Maybe it's where I worked before in terms of the corporate landscape, but I wanted something to look just absolutely striking. And then definitely wanted it for the South African market. Obviously, there is huge aspirations I have to definitely consider exporting. And we are exploring a couple of options at the moment. But right now, we still need to get the product in the hands of as many South Africans as we can.
Claire, take me through what the business looks like from a distribution point of view. You touched on being in some of the provinces, you touched on going into the Checkers aspect of it. Take me through what it looks like today and what the biggest challenge you had to overcome in the pandemic was to get to where you are today.
Yeah, I think maybe back at the beginning, it was almost a lot simpler. There was a lot, I was a lot more risk averse. And so there were lots of chances I was taking. There wasn't like a refinement of something right at the beginning to be perfect. I was willing to kind of just, let's try this, let's put it in the market, let's see what people respond. And when Checkers came along, that was when we then needed to kind of like, obviously scale up in terms of what the requirement is technically and to get a product onto shelf. So large retailers definitely play an important role in the South African economy because they create these opportunities for local manufacturers like us. And I think their belief in our innovation and these locally made products gives small businesses this chance to scale responsibly. And that's what I'm really on the at the journey at the cusp at the moment, is to scale as responsibly as we can.
Claire, what has you most excited about the next part of the journey for this business?
Definitely seeing the product scale. But the challenge isn't getting bigger. The challenge is about getting bigger without losing what made people fall in love with the brand in the first place. Like our brand, if you didn't know, stands for always remain kind. And that's what ARC stands for. So, and I think people often think kindness in a sense is soft, but in business, it's one of the strongest foundations for us in terms of building long-term relationships with our customers, our retailers and suppliers. And I'm looking forward to building more of those and obviously giving back to other people who also look up to wanting to scale a business. I'm always open to answering questions and helping people along the way.
Claire, if people are looking to try the Mexican candy, the other products that you have, where can people look for the products? What sorts of products are in the range at the moment? And how can people keep in touch with the business and interact with the business?
Yeah, so right now we've got our 4 flavors of Mexican candy in 100-gram pouches. And we are in 12, soon to be 20 Checkers stores in the Western Cape. Hopefully in the new year, we're looking to become national if all the rands and cents make sense. But right now we do have some footfall, other stockers, mom and pop candy stores around the country. We have our own website and other e-commerce websites that sell our product. And then we also have quite a considerable business in the tahin and the chamoy, which is the foundation of our candy, the sauce and the spice. If you didn't know tahin, it's one of the biggest export spices out of Mexico. It's what gives a margarita rim that salty, spicy taste. And it's the spice that I'm super fanatical about. You put it on pineapple and mango, and it just makes your mouth water. It's like chili, lime, and sea salt. And we sell that as well. It's a phenomenal product, and we're trying to scale that and get it into South Africans' hands because it's just such an incredible taste experience. So we believe people don't buy our products really because they need candy. They buy it because they're curious, and we love that curiosity because we always think the first purchase when people see our packaging is driven by curiosity, and the second is driven by taste. So we just love, I'm a feeder by nature, and I just love seeing people's reaction when they taste our products.
And that's why the business is doing exceptionally well, because the founder of the business has put absolutely everything into making sure the business succeeds. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Always Remain Kind Provisions founder Claire Swanson joining us to take a look at her business and how she built it. Inspired by the SME of the week? Start your own business or scale up and save up to 50% on fees with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're running a business, you know the sound. That's growth. Another customer. Money in the bank. Why should your business slow down for your bank? With Capitec Business, it doesn't. You get lower fees, faster credit approvals, and bankers who know your business. Now that's progress. Bank on better with Capitec Business Banking. Capitec is an authorized credit provider. FSP 46669. Initiation, service fees, and conditions apply.